Blog Talk Radio.
His name is Malik Zulu Shabazz. Malik Zulu Shabazz.
It is indeed my honor and great joy and privilege to be invited by Brother and Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz, who is one of the greatest student leaders of all time.
I'm talking about terrorism now. We want a war on terrorism. The war on terrorism should have started 400 years ago. Bring the flag, brother. Bring the flag.
Bring the flag.
The ring. Because I'm here to tell you that false patriotism will not get you out of this. Holding a bandana flag around your head will not get you out of this. Huh? Flag on your antenna in your car will not get you out of this. You might be saying, God bless America. But when did America ever bless God? You might be saying, God bless America. But God might be damning America at this very hour.
What's all this shit I see on here about harassment and all that bullshit, rap for power? You son of bitches, get out and get a goddamn job and make a constructive citizen out of yourself and stop all this bullshit. You wouldn't have to have no fucking rally for power. You got that message, motherfucker?
Until the philosophy which hold one race superior and another inferior is finally and permanently discredited and abandoned, everywhere is war. It's a war that until they're no longer first class and second class citizens of any nation, until the color of a man's skin is of no more significance than the color of his eyes, it's a war that until the basic human rights are equally guaranteed to all without regard to race. It is a war that until that day the dream of lasting peace, world citizenship, rule of international morality will remain. Until the ignoble and unhappy regime that holds our brothers in Angola, in Mozambique, South Africa,
Am I on the radio? Is my mic open? Someone please call me to confirm. Black Power, this is Brother Mikhail Muhammad out of Jacksonville, Florida. I'll be your host tonight for the new Black Panther Party, Black Power Radio. I give everyone the greetings of Black Power. Hotel, Assalamu Alaikum, free the land, all black laws for all black people. I'll be your host tonight. At this present time in America, our people are at war. We are at war with our enemies, and we are definitely and indeed at war with ourselves. We have a crisis in the state of the black union. We have a major crisis. Our people are killing one another at an alarming rate and an increasing rate all over America and throughout the world, wherever black people can be found at. So we ask the revolutionaries, the freedom fighters, the activists, where have you gone? What has happened to you? Where have you disappeared to? Why are you not on the front lines fighting? Educating our sisters and brothers, those who are lost, those who are in the dark, those who are suffering from mental ignorance, self-hate, confusion. And by the way, many of us, Ike, we have even lost our minds. Down here in Jacksonville, Florida, we had 8 murders over a 3-day period, 20-plus shootings, and they were all black-on-black crime. And so we ask our sisters and brothers to pick up our pace, to go in these communities and reach and teach and pull our sisters and brothers up out of the condition that they're in. We must recommit ourselves. We must be reinvigorated. We must have a love and a desire and determination to lift up your fellow brother and fellow sister who have fallen. So we must reach down and pick them up. We have no time now today to argue and fight and debate on what religious faith we're practicing. Whether we're Muslims, Christians, Hebrews,
or whether we're anything at all, whether we are a Democrat, a Democrat, a Republican, a rebel, we are duty-bound. All of those who have been enlightened by the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, the Honorable Marcus Mosiah Garvey, Noble Drew Ali, Malcolm Farrakhan, and our late but great Black Power General, Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad. And I thank all of them for standing, for teaching and leading us with all the lessons and information and knowledge that we have acquired. It is no excuse that we should be a fragmented Black nation. But today we stand on the threshold of self-destruction. So we're asking our sisters and our brothers in the conscious community, put away your division, put away your confusion, because while we're fighting over who's right, who's wrong, who's on the right path, and who's on the wrong path, our people are dying at an alarming rate. So down here in Jacksonville, the new Black Panther Party took the lead in going in this particular community where four people were shot, three were killed, and an 18-year-old baby was shot by a stray bullet. And our no-good enemies, these no-good white bastards, they didn't even clean up the crime scene. They left the blood and the brains on the sidewalk and on the wall. And so the new Black Panther Party, we went in to clean up the crime scene. Our people were traumatized by what took place the day before. There was plenty of media, plenty of onlookers, but there were no helpers until we stepped up. And I want to thank the local chapter of the new Black Panther Party in Jacksonville, Florida. I want to thank the brothers who came in with myself. We're asking our people to reevaluate, why are we here? Are we angry? Are we ungrateful to the ancestors for all the sacrifices that they made that we can see this day? Are we going to squander our opportunity for freedom and independence? Are we going to stand up, clean up, man up, and take our rightful place and our responsibility to develop infrastructure, to build institutions, to educate our youth, to create economics, to build a military defense, and build security for our communities? The white man has already made it clear. He's not going to protect you. He's not going to employ you. All he wants to do is build more prisons, to incarcerate you so that you can be a revolving door slave. And that is what has happened to our young people today. They are in this condition because we have fallen for the false trick of integration. We have fallen for the white man's lies and deceit, thinking that we're equal and they accept us, when the white man cannot accept you because you and him are not of the same makeup, the same nature. So we call on our people all over America and throughout the world, put down your guns when it comes to yourself and your brothers. Find conflict resolution. Our children do not respect us in the movement, whether we're Muslims, Christians, Black Hebrews, whether we're a nation, New Black Panther Party, Uhuru, All African People's Revolutionary Party, NAACP, SCRC, we must pick up our efforts if we are truly serious about bringing about a change for our people. Integration has failed. We have adopted all the white man's bad habits, but we never adopted his business acumen. We're not even serious about going to school today and getting skills and degrees to come back and help the Black nation. And when we do get a degree, it's normally to get a job in corporate America and be a slave for the white man, to get in debt. And this is what has become of our people today. We are indebted to our enemies, and we cannot get free until we think about freedom. And many of us don't even think about being free. We're afraid to step up. We're afraid to man up. And because of our fear of our enemies and our sick love for our enemies, our children are the pawns in this game. The question is, who do we love? Do we love ourselves or do we love our enemies? Based on what I have observed for my 40-something years in the wilderness and hells and misery of America, we love our enemies more than we love ourselves. We have revolutionaries who want to integrate with our enemies. We have original revolutionaries who have given up the fight, many of them. They have been bought out and sold out. And so at this present time in America, we are in the valley of decision. We don't have anywhere to turn back to. We don't have any more room to run. We must stand up today. We got to stop being cowards, black man and black woman. We got to stop hiding behind religious traditions. Because if we truly believe in Yahshua, believe in all the divine ancestors who came from the present time, who came from the past, if we believe in what they taught, we must become a better reflection. We must all pick up our efforts. We're asking our people on October the 1st to come together and work together for the benefit of our people and for the whole of everybody, whether they are in Africa, the Caribbean islands, whether they're in Europe, South, Central America. Our people are indeed suffering. And I ask myself, how do we get in this condition? What happened? And the answer is very easy and simple. After the social programs were created, the black man was phased out of the home, and the black woman was left to carry the burden. You can get food stamps. You can get aid for dependent children. You can get Social Security, but you cannot have that man in the midst. And because of the breakdown of our families, because of the miseducation, I call it edumacation, because we have been mentally brainwashed, whitewashed. And it's very clear when you go out in the black community, we have not any understanding of who we are as a people. Everybody giving you different stories on who we really are. We're Africans, we're Americans, we're this, we're that, but we cannot seem to come together as a people. It's disturbing when the new Black Panther Party steps up. We don't ask questions about whether you're Christian, Muslim, or whatever. We step up and step in and we get involved to aid our people, to service our people. And we're asking all these organizations, are we going to come together? Are we going to continue to be a fragmented people? That is indeed a question each and every one of us who are part of an organization or who are independent. We have many solo acts, but when it's time to step up and get involved, we cannot find you. Everybody claiming Malcolm, Martin Luther King, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad, but we don't find many workers on the front line here. You can go from one end of America, from the east to the west, the north to the south. We are a fragmented people. We have been blessed to have some of the most brilliant minds that have ever come among a people. And you cannot tell today by the condition we're in. You cannot tell when young men are willing to go into a complex in the heat of the day, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, guns were drawn, military-style weapons, and black men unloaded on one another like they was in Iraq, Syria, Libya. And we ask the question, we're fighting all over the world for the freedom and independence of those who would come to America, who claim they are Muslims and Sunnis and Shiite, when they are nothing but dirty desert Arabs. They are hypocrites who come in our communities giving aid and grants to open up businesses, and they disrespect the black woman. They disrespect black people. And many of us want to act pure Arabs, but the Arabs don't love you, black man. They hate you. They use you. They're not the original anything. They are a byproduct. So we have to stop following our enemies, whether they are white people, whether they are Asian people. They don't love you, and they come into your community. They only set up business. We must bring our best to the table. We must develop an African-American think tank and address these concerns. Collectively, we will make a change. The question is how many of us are truly sincere and genuine. Many of us are faking it. Many of us are pretending to be serious about the movement. But when the heat comes down, many of us tuck our tail between our legs and we turn backwards and leave our sister and brother to fight this no good, wicked, no good, white, devilish, cracker beast. I may offend some of you, but I'm not really concerned about that. If your feelings are hurt, this ain't the movement for you. If you are upset, this is not the movement for you. If you want to hide behind the scenes, ducking and dodging, support us financially. We don't need weak-hearted, timid-hearted, soft-hearted, fearful Negroes. This is the reason our children are in this condition. Our children are more interested in integration today, and we are to blame for that. Each and every one of us who have gone down the path for integration bears some responsibility. We send our children to the white man's killing fields, his miseducation killing fields. I hear many blacks saying, I send my children to Catholic schools. And when they get out the white man Catholic schools, their mind has been corrupted. They hate themselves. They hate anyone that is black who will make an attempt to teach them about their culture. And we are to take the responsibility for this. We are partly to blame. Why is it that we send our children to our enemies for miseducation? Then we get angry when they come out acting like white folks, talk like white folks. You mean to tell me we cannot express ourselves and retain our culture and be intelligent? I have a problem with that. I don't want to sound like Becky and Missy Sue and Wendy and Lil Barry and Lil Buck. I don't want to adopt the bad ways and habits of my enemies. But this is what has happened. When they display us on the TV screen, we either bending over, buck dancing, cheesing, and skeezing. Hike to the ranch. In the meantime, America is building prisons at an alarming rate. And they're building for black and for brown. And so we go on the internet. We go on Facebook, my page, MySpace, and we reveal all our private affairs. And you want to know why our children are sick? Because we bear responsibility. So it's high time, black man. October the 1st, we're asking our people to mobilize and organize like never before. We have a clothing drive. We have a shoe drive. We have a school supply drive to help our African sisters and brothers in Senegal. And we're asking all our people to round up all the nice rags you have. Because a lot of us got plenty of rags in these closets and these drawers that we can't even wear anymore because we have become obese. They say the Americans are more obese than ever before. And a lot of that exists in the black community. We are fast food livers. We are 24/7, 365 days a year. We eat fast food, and we die a fast death. We're not even making 50. We're dying in our 30s and 40s and early and late 20s today. We're dying of heart attacks because we're not eating a proper diet. Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad gave us a blueprint on how to eat and live, and you don't have to be no Muslim. You don't have to be no follower of the Nation of Islam. If you choose not to, but take the blueprint, and many of us can live and live well. Many of us don't even have life insurance. Day in and day out in America, our children are dying and we're dying. We don't even have insurance policies to bury. But we have money to buy iPads, iPods, expensive cell phones. But we don't even have money for the basics of our survival. This is quite disturbing here. And the white folks don't give you no sympathy. If you go on the internet, every time there's a black-on-black crime, they are so hateful and negative toward black people. They're angry with us. They're fed up with us. They believe that we have burdened the system, and they intend by any means necessary to unload the burden. Obama cannot do anything any more than what you cannot do. He cannot turn the tide in our favor. He wasn't put in the White House to save the poor and black America. He was put there to save the corporations, the rich, the elite, the bloodsuckers of the black, brown, red, and yellow nations. But while we are so proud over symbolical and historical accomplishment, we have not benefited from his election. At a time that we put the same energy into building and working together a coalition, whether we Christians, Muslims, black Hebrews, whether we have any faith at all, we must unite like never before. We have many examples in the black nation of leaders who have put their life on the line, who have sacrificed. I thank Almighty God. Whatever name and label you want to use, there is only one God. Many languages, many rituals, but one God. And if we truly believe in that one God, we must pick up our pace. We no longer can sit around on the sideline waiting for the benevolence of white America to help solve our problems. This cracker, this no good bastard, is not going to solve the problems of the black and red and brown people. We must pick up our effort. It is not the devil, no good cracker's responsibility. He puts you in this condition. He will not make any effort to pull you out. Whenever the Black Panther Party in Jacksonville especially goes out on the front line for the black people, you have all these crackers, these naysayers, and you have some fake niggers. I call them graham crackers. And I hope whoever's offended by my words and my tough language, if it offends you, you might want to hang up the phone or just get off the internet. This conversation may not be for you. So I want to make it clear, I make no apology today for my position. Our people are suffering, we're dying every day all over America, and the white folks don't care. They want to see you kill yourself. We have all these hardcore soldiers, but when we need them to defend and protect the black community, we cannot find you. Forever, it's very difficult to find you to even stand up and take a stand. It's even more difficult to get you to become one voice and one force in the black community. You will fight those who are fighting for you, but you won't fight those who are against you. And I always ask myself, what has happened to us as a people? Where do we go wrong when we have black women today that are willing to pretend to be men? That's how bad it has gotten. And the black man, many of us don't want to be men no more. We don't want to be men because we think being passive and timid against this no good, wicked, white devil beast, that's what I said, it's going to allow us to escape. And Almighty God is going to turn up this cracker, keep putting his foot in our behind. So I commend all the sisters and brothers who are helping with the Day of Action, who are mobilizing, who are out here in America and throughout the world working on the behalf of the black man and woman. And we're appealing to all of you to step up, to help us. If you don't want to be on the front line, assist us financially. Give us material support. If I'm asking for too much, I cannot apologize. Everywhere I go, I hear, I love Malcolm. I love Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad. I love Elijah. I love Farrakhan. I love Martin. I love Marcus Mosiah Garvey. I was in the UNIA. I was in the NAACP. I was the original member of the first resurrection of the Nation of Islam. I'm Sunni, I'm Shiite. When we ask you to step up and become actively involved in the black community, we cannot find you. Why? Because are we full of self-hate today? Why do we hate ourselves so much? Why do we hate the black woman so much? I see many times the black man with a no-good, trailer-trash white woman skipping and tipping down the boulevard. And he's willing to take care of her. He have no qualms about that. But when we ask you to take care of your son, your daughter, we can't find you, Negro. You're always dodging your responsibility. You'll become a revolving door slave today. And we call on the black woman to sup herself and be yourself, sister. Being other than yourself don't get you any benefits with white folks. All it gets you is more abuse, more disrespect. Then you want us to come in and bail you out. But if you would leave this no good devil alone, leave the white man alone. Stop integrating with him. Stop being proud to say that you integrated with the white woman and the white man. This is a tragedy in itself. Did our ancestors die to see this day? Many of them would betray us. They would turn their backs on us to see that how we have sold our souls to the white man and his corrupt world. All over the world, people are rising up to get free. And as I said before, and I said before, freedom ain't free, black man. Ain't no cracker gonna give you no freedom. You can't vote the white man out of power. You can't put him out of power. It's gonna take us collectively. Wherever we fight at on the front line, we're gonna have to pick it up. We have brilliance in leadership, but what good is it to have a Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz and we won't follow him? We won't take heed to his instructions. Many of us say, I don't need no leader. I'm a self-anointed, self-appointed leader, and all you do is add more goddamn confusion to the table. What has happened? How did we get so sick? From the 1960s to the 1970s, 80s, and 90s, up to the 20th century, what has happened to us as a people? Why are we so angry and frustrated with each other? We have no patience with one another, but we have much patience with the white man. The cracker can promise you for 500 years and you'll be patient and wait. And if you complain, you'll silently complain. You won't go out on the streets and complain against the cracker. The police can kill you 24 hours a day and you got no qualms other than you would cry behind the scenes. But when black-on-black crime take place, you have no problem with shooting up the whole apartment complex. You'll kill men, women, and children. Today, black man, we say it's time to develop our own security in the black communities. The police will not solve our problem. They have no intention. You can go downtown, uptown, and you can go all around. The cracker might hear you, but he definitely not going to feel you. It is not his problem to solve. It is our problem. And we manned up and stopped supporting these bloodsuckers in the black communities. We forced them to stop taking our money. Then we can develop our own security. We can create jobs and businesses, and we can build our own schools. We have no reason to be relying on the white man to educate our children. And then you get angry because he's not going to teach you what you need to teach yourself. It is not his job to teach you about black history. That's our responsibility. And if you are not able and capable of teaching, you need to be taught yourself. How can children be taught when the parents are just as ignorant as the children? When the parents are just in the dark, more so in the dark than the children are. How can we expect to teach our children? So all of us must rededicate ourselves to being taught properly. It is not about Islam or Christianity. It is about the black man and woman. We are the original people, however you want to call it. I thank Almighty God for being able to fight on the front lines for black people. My job is working for black people, and I always get a good salary either. I got to tell you that. Sometimes they support us, and many times they don't. So if you're in a revolutionary struggle for black people to make money, this is the wrong business to get involved in here. If you're in it because you want to see change, then you're in the right place. Change means sacrifice. We need a complete constructive change. That is what revolution means. And the first revolution must be within yourself. You got to change the way you think, change the way you live, change the way you eat. There's no heaven for you when you cannot take care of the kingdom of God, which is yourself. God dwells within you, black man and black woman. Don't look for a mystery God. You are the God. But you must activate the divine nature of God within yourself, whatever you like to call it. I'm not a religious person. I'm a spiritual person. And I have been blessed to open my mind up to many scholars. And I'll continue to grow and I'll continue to work on behalf of black people. I love black people and I hate niggas. Niggas I don't like. And many of us are niggas. And even sometimes I'm a nigga myself. So I'm always checking myself. Always working on myself. While America is dying, we're not even trying to get up off the canvas here. The white man is dying a quick death today, and you are not even trying to get free. His ship is sinking. He has many holes in the hull of his ship, and you won't even try to get up out the damn ship. You want to try to patch the ship up. And the cracker telling you, nigga, I don't want you. I don't need you. And time again, you are begging and pleading for white people to give you justice, give you equality. But it is not in the white man's nature to give you any justice. He has not done it, and he would never do it. They might can give you a pat on the back. They might can give you a gift now and then. And whatever they give you, they're always trying to take it back. Look at Tiger Woods. Look at all our athletes and entertainers, how they finish their career broke. The Oprahs and the Michael Jordans and the many more that are billionaires and many millionaires in the black nation, and you can't tell. We have all these millionaire entertainer hip-hop Negroes, but they never seem to be able to give money to the organizations that need it the most, the organizations that are fighting on the front line for black people. I read a story recently, a year ago, about Alicia Keys. She said if she was around when the original Black Panthers was around, she'd be with them. But Alicia, I want to tell you, the Black Panthers are around today, and you're nowhere to be found. And this is what we have become. If I was around back then, I would have been down with the damn movement. What about being with the movement today? We don't need you reminiscing and worshiping Malcolm and Martin and Elijah and Noble Drew Ali and Marcus Mosiah Garvey. We need you to get down and dirty and get your hands on the front line today, black woman and black man. The question is, many of us don't want to be black anymore. We'd rather forsake black. And that is the major problem in America and throughout the world. We have these same problems in the Caribbean islands. Well, Jamaican sisters are using bleach cream to lighten up their skin because they think it is appealing to be lighter than be darker. The black woman in America has an identity crisis. She will try to be everyone but herself. And black woman, I must tell you, you will never be accepted for trying to identify with anyone else's culture. It is time, sister, that you come out of your slumber and your sleep. Your anger and your hate. I read many times on the internet where black women are online looking for dates with white men, and they would make it clear to you they're not interested in no brother. And that is a sad state of black America. There's a case in Jacksonville where a young black woman who was married to a black man who was in the military She was 20 years old. She was a mother, too. She was on the Craigslist looking for white men for private encounters. I don't think I have to go any deeper than that, sisters and brothers. You all know what a private encounter is, private affair. She was looking for undercover sex with a white male. So the white boy answered the ad. He came from Georgia to Jacksonville. He had sex with the sister. Then he killed her. And the brother, who was in San Diego, California, was contacted by the news media. And the brother broke down. Whatever you're doing in the dark, black man and woman, it will come to light. You can pretend that you're down with the movement. At nighttime, you tiptoe over to Becky's house, or you tiptoeing over to Billy's house. But eventually, you will get exposed. Our enemies will sleep with us. They will play with us. They will even pretend. But in the end, they are still our open enemies. And don't you forget that. And I may offend many, but I really don't give a damn. When I have to go to a neighborhood, a community, and see the hurt and pain that we're putting on ourselves, and I ask Almighty God to strengthen me, to allow me to continue to work and reach and teach and encourage our people at a fast pace, because we don't have a lot of time. The fall of America is imminent. And the white man is falling, no matter what you want to believe. But what are you doing in the meantime? Are you building anything? Do you even have a survival kit? That is the question many of us must ask to ourselves. What are we living for? Today is Labor Day, but many of us don't even labor anymore. We have become lazy, shiftless. We don't want to work. We don't want to create anything for ourselves. We're waiting on our enemies. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad said we was a spoiled and corrupted people. He never told a lie. And today we can see the effects of the false doctrine of integration. You know, they have many ads on TV saying save the dogs. And, you know, but what about saving the life of a black man and black woman? This is how insensitive that America has become. They care very little for you, sister. They care very little for your children. It is our job to learn how to love ourselves, concern for one another, working together, putting down our religious label titles, our political affiliations, our membership in sororities and fraternities. We are more educated today with scholarships and degrees and skills, and yet it doesn't reflect in black America building and developing and producing for themselves. It does not reflect. All we want to do is go to IBM, AT&T, and we work 30 years, and we retire. Now the cracker don't even have money in his trust fund to pay you your retirement salary. So like Malcolm said, you've been bamboozled. You've been tricked. You've been hoodwinked. When are we going to wake up? Wake up, black man. Wake up, black woman. Man up and stand up. You have no other way out today. You will have to stand today. If you don't, you will be crushed. And this cracker don't have no problem with killing you. He does it every day with the food, with the water, poisoning the air. And we're not even interested in getting out of America. We don't even want to go any damn well. We want to stay right here and die with this cracker. I don't give a damn if the ADL is listening tonight. I don't care anything about Southern Poverty Law Center. I don't care anything about the FBI, the United Snakes military. If you're going to fight, you're going to have to fight, black man and woman. There's no way out of this box. We're going to have to fight on all fronts. We're going to have to boycott these crackers. We're going to have to stop supporting these Arabs and others that come in our black community and suck our blood. We're going to have to stand up today. Jesus will never stand up for you until you stand up for yourself. Black man and woman, we can no longer hide behind religious tradition, faking and perpetrating. That won't get you out today. You're going to have to band up and stand up today, sisters and brothers. And I'm going to be on your behind. I'm going to continue to push you, encourage you, We're going to reach and teach our young people. They are fed up with the state of affairs, but they don't have true, sincere leadership from the old school. So we have to develop new leadership that are concerned about the well-being of our people, not Negro leadership, who only want to run downtown and make midnight deals to benefit themselves and their little circle of people and neglect the masses of black men and women. We look at the example of Europe. Our sisters and brothers got fed up and got sick of being tired, and they rose up. But what are you going to do, black man? You don't even want to fight anymore. You have become a coward, and many of these brothers today, you can put a dress on them, some heels on them, a wig on them, and you couldn't tell the difference. Many of us, you can't separate men from women. What has happened to us? We're hiding, we're ducking and dodging. We have no respect for ourselves. The majority of us, there are some who care. There are some who are working on the front line. And let me give a black power salute to all those and then some, to the many that are on the front lines that are doing incredible work. And we give the black power salute to our national chairman, Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz, for his effort. To all the black leadership who are contributing in one form or another, too many to name. We thank the members of the Nation of Islam who are helping us. We thank the members of the Uhuru movement. We thank the members of the Nubian Nation. We thank the members of the Christian community. Wherever you are found, be found working on the front lines for your people. We can no longer be cowards today, sisters and brothers. A coward died death 1,000 times, and a soldier died one time. I want to be caught on the front line at all times. I worry not about the police department. I worry not about the little gang, so-called banger. I'm only concerned about what can I do to help my people. And we have to have the same spirit. We have to encourage each other, support one another. And if we do that, change will come rapidly. But if we sit on the sideline, we're going to be phased out, sister. They don't need you no more, black woman in corporate America. They got a new slave today, and I'd rather not go there. Don't need you today. They have a slave that can't even speak English well, but they know how to go to work every day. They know how to take instructions and now argue with the white man. Us, the cracker can give us $30 an hour. It wouldn't matter. We wouldn't do anything constructive with the money any damn way. We ask for more, and he give us more, and we complain and ask for more after the fight. What about going into white man's corporations and learning the intricacies of his business? And then uniting with other sisters and brothers and starting your own. We don't even think like that anymore. We don't even think about self-development, community economics. We have just forgotten about that. We want to back up the moment the cracker give us a decent paying job and move into an all-white community where white folks don't want you. And they remind you every time you come in, they're going to make life miserable for you. So you think you're getting away. And you run right into the devil head on. So you keep running, sister. Keep running, brother. You keep believing sending your children to this integrated, polluted school system is going to save your children. They might get the three hours of reading, writing, arithmetic, but they're going to get poisoned against self in the process. We must collectively pool our resources and build our own institutions. And God damn it, if you can't do it, take them out to cracker school and homeschool them. If you can't do that, there are black teachers being laid off. We can pay them now. We can employ them to teach our children. We can start little schools and call cells in the community. 50 students here, 50 students there. We have all these empty buildings in the black community. It's time we go to work. It's time we pick it up, sister. Brother, running and being a coward and trying to imitate and emulate your enemies would not solve the problems for black people today. These crackers will use you and they would discard you like waste paper. And us, we know what waste paper means. They have no love for you. We have all these million-dollar athletes, and you can't tell they don't want to give anything back to help their people. They might give you a ham or turkey and buy you some toys for your children. But beyond that, many of them are not going to be caught aiding the community. And we support these brothers, and they owe something back to the black community. The Venus Williams and the Serenas. It was a time when white folks didn't want nothing to do with them. Not a day. They're in the arms of white men. They were in the arms of white men. I think some of them are waking up now, slowly but surely. And we support them, and we worship them. And then when they get it to the top, they turn their backs on us. I don't want to be involved with black folks. My new circle of friends are crackers. The white folks use you, they drain your money, and then when your career's over, they kick you back in the hood. How many more lessons do we have to learn? How many more lessons? We have a Bill Cosby that can come out and say your name ain't Rashad and Rashid and Hassan, and your name ain't Janika. You're American. This is what Bill Cosby said. Your Bill Cosby gives some money to the United Negro Fund. Yes, he does. But then he turns around and condemns the victims. He doesn't show us a better way. He condemns us for trying to identify with our blackness, our African culture. And I got to tell you, I'd rather work with those in the hood than those Negroes who have been watered down, who have been watered down, who have been weakened. I'd rather work with the ones in the hood. Everywhere we go, the ones they say are killers and thugs, they give us love. And when we go among the elite blacks, the middle class, the upper level, we get a lot of hate from our own people. But I got to tell you, you can come with your best shots. I'm going to be standing in the end. As long as Almighty God will permit me, the Elohim, the Most High, will permit me, I will be standing. And those who stand with us will be standing. It is our day and time, black men and women. We must rise up like never before. What good is it to learn all the history of the revolutionaries? And then we cower out. We punk out. We call you to come to the table. You won't show up, but you're tiptoeing in the dark. We say, let's stand up and take back our community. And we abdicate our responsibility to someone else. We want the police to solve our problem, and the police is part of the problem. But when you learn how to respect yourself, protect yourself, love yourself, and develop and create for yourself, then they will take a second look at how they treat black people. But in the meantime, as long as we're mistreating ourselves, you cannot expect the white man to do any better by you. Friday, I did an in-studio interview with the First Coast News, Jacksonville, Florida. They asked me, why would you waste your time trying to save those that don't want to save themselves? This is the type of question the crackers ask our people. They have no regard for you. They'll come with the cameras, they'll come with the pens and paper, but after it's all over, you will never see them again until the next black-on-black crime comes back. They won't give you no finance, no aid, and they won't even show up on the scene at a vigil. We were at a scene 2 months ago where my niece worked in a club. She was propositioned by an ex-high school schoolmate. She got in the car and three other black men jumped in. And they wanted to have sex with her, and she refused to have sex with all four. So they shot her in the head intentionally, dumped her body out on the side of the road. Some of the murder suspects had the audacity to come to the vigil, which the new Black Panther Party organized. Three of them were caught in the pictures. We took pictures, and we saw three of the suspects. They turned themselves in. They came up with a leveraged lie about the gun accidentally went off, and one of the suspects was wrestling with my niece, Kavell McCoy. And they turned herself in, and now the state attorney is only going to give them 3 to 5 years because they have a problem with me, myself, and I, Mikhail Muhammad, New Black Panther Party. because we are petitioning to have the state attorney, a woman of color, a Hispanic woman, but she's more like a devilish white woman. And so because they have a problem with me and the Black Panther Party, they want to punish me and my family by not giving true justice to these suspects, these murder suspects, to these defendants. And this is what it's like when you get on the front line today. This is what you're going to experience. You're going to experience hostility from white folks. You're going to experience criticism from Black folks. I have a brother. He told me the other day, why do Black Panther have those signs? I said, well, what's wrong with this? Well, you guys are advertising. I said, well, what about all the other organizations that have signs and banners? Do you have a problem with that? Well, I remember the original Black Panther Party. I said, nigga, when the original party was around, you did the same goddamn thing you doing now, nigga, critiquing and criticizing. This is my family. And they are enemies, too. They have no desire to be part of the solution, only be on the side. Did you see so-and-so yesterday? Did you hear so-and-so yesterday? But we can't get them to give us no aid financially. Can't get their presence on the front line at no goddamn time. And if I offend somebody, you'll be all right. They'll dry the till and keep rolling, baby. Because we're in a state of crisis today. October the 1st, we all must do our part. In the meantime, we must be caught working on the front line up until October the 1st. It is no time for vacations. Our national chairman, Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz, and all of those in the Black United Front that is assisting him, I tip my hat off to you. We must continue to work, pick up our pace. Like never before, we don't have time to waste here. We don't have time to sit around and debate on who's right and who's wrong. All of us must pick up our pace. We have no time to condemn one another when our enemies are benefiting at our division. We can no longer debate on who should be leading the pack. All of us are leaders by nature. We all must step up. We must be accountable for what we're doing, not what we're saying. Many of us are talkers. But when it's time to get out on the front line, it's always a small few. And it was like that in the 1950s and 60s, where the Nation of Islam, the revolutionaries, the everyday sister and brother got out on the front lines and they fought this cracker. And they opened up doors for those who today don't give a damn about the sacrifices of those yesterday. And if we're fighting today, their children, 9 times out of 10, will do the same thing again and again. There's many of these here who benefit from those sacrifices of those in the 60s and 70s that work in corporate America, that are television reporters, that are radio personalities, that are athletes and entertainers who profit and benefit from the sacrifices of those in the past, and they won't give you one damn dime. All they'll talk about, if I was around in the 1960s, if the Black Panthers, well, if I was around, I would have been a Panther. I would have been a Muslim. I would have been with Dr. King. You a damn lie, nigga. You wouldn't have been with nobody because you ain't with nobody today. You faking and perpetrating a fraud. You got pictures and videos, and but you ain't going to do nothing because you done pumped out. And it's time to stop punking out. One day soon, if you ain't with us, you're against us, we're going to have to deal with you, brother. Deal with you, sister, for being a traitor. So I'd like to thank everybody. I give the greetings of Black Power, Hotel, Assalamu Alaikum, all black laws for all black people. I'll turn it over to the brother host, Brother Sean, Black Power.
All right, Black Power, family, Black Power, Black Power, and Black Power. Apologize for that. As we're still pushing on, welcome to Black Power Radio. I definitely want to give our representative and our Southeast representative, our newly crowned Southeast representative, the new Black Panther Party, Brother Mikhail Sharif Muhammad, a strong Black Power and a mighty round of applause. And we will be pulling him back into the system here in a second. I do want to check and see if our NASA chairman is on the line. And so let me see if this is our NASA chairman. If not, we'll bring you back on, Brother Mikhail, but let's see if the chairman is on the line. Brother Chairman, is this you, sir? Black Power.
Hello? Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, brother. My name is Slaluddin. I'm just calling in. I just wanted to ask a question. I'm sorry. I'm not the brother chairman.
Go ahead, sir.
Oh, thank you, brother. Just quickly, I just want to thank you for this forum, brother. I live in New York City. I agree with everything that brother said. I extend my condolences for the terrible loss and the unfortunate way that it was dealt with. God willing, we'll deal with those who have allowed such injustice to prevail. But I just wanted to know if you have a website. Again, I'm in New York City. And any contacts that I can make in New York to get some inroads into the new Black Power, Black Panther Party here in New York City.
Yes, sir. Beyond a shadow of a doubt. And what'd you say your name was again, sir?
Salahuddin, brother.
Brother Salahuddin. All right. Peace to you, my brother.
Peace, my brother.
We do. We have a website right now that is serving as a multi-purpose website until we finish and complete our new Black Panther Party website, which is under construction now. The website is dayofactionmovement.org, dayofactionmovement.org. And through that, you'll see much of what we've been doing over the past several months, and us putting our program into action, into work. And we even had a couple of strong actions and maneuvers in New York, most recently dealing with that rapist, Dominique Strauss-Kahn, who recently just fled up out of New York, had a tuck tail and run up out of New York. But definitely, if you're interested in organizing with the comrades and our brothers and sisters in New York, our strong brothers and sisters there in your city, it's best to catch us by email. Our email is nbpphq@yahoo.com.
Could you repeat that again, brother? I'm sorry.
That's all right. It's nbpphq@yahoo.com. And all you got to do is just leave your name and your contact. The staff will get back with you and will direct you to our representatives and those that help in New York. And we'll put you together, and then you all can build up a Black Power movement.
I mean, thank you, brother, for that information. Again, I just want to, I'd like to make just one more comment. There's a brother in the chat room, T. Blakeney, and Worldwide made some excellent comments, you know, peace to those brothers. And I just want to say that, you know, I just started in the last couple of months listening to shows on Blog Talk Radio, and I am very disheartened, and as the brother spoke of, that to see that there's so many black shows with seemingly black hosts who are spending most of their time bashing black people. Most of what I hear is this, if they didn't identify themselves as black, and if you couldn't tell from the way they speak, you would think that they were white supremacists, the hatred that a lot of these talk show hosts have towards the black people. And it's refreshing to hear some logic, reason, and people who are rightly guided talking about the real state of affairs instead of feeding into the white supremacist agenda to demoralize and destroy our people. So that's all I have to say, brother. Thank you for this forum. Thank you very
much. Thank you. We appreciate you. And let me make it clear that these old Uncle Tom bootlicking, buck dancing, homogenized, self-imposed, self-made leaders, so-called leaders and radio hosts, They have no place here. The new Black Panther Party has held the line. We will continue to hold the line. We will continue to uplift our people, inspire our people, motivate our people, and organize for our people. And so it's just as you said, my brother, we are here to inspire, to motivate, and that when you come to Black Power Radio, you're here to hear something good about yourself. You're here to learn something about yourself and to know that there are people in this world who think like you, who organize like you, who are interested in the affairs of black people and descendants of African slaves just like you. Just like you, and they love our mother continent of Africa and our people just like you. And so anytime you come to Black Power Radio, you won't get that here. And so make sure that you call that number. Make sure that anybody listening, you don't have to just be in New York, but anybody listening, if you are interested in joining the new Black Panther Party, and if you know me, I don't shy away from that, then you email us at nbpphq@yahoo.com. That's nbpphq@yahoo.com. And please just leave your contact and leave your name, and the staff will get back with you. We've been standing up people all across this country and all across the world. We can stand you up where you are. I just came off of Harambe Radio. Pardon my tardiness, and I thank you again, Brother Mikhail, for what you're doing. And I'm going to bring you back on here in a second. But I just came off on Harambe Radio, and I'm pushing the program. I'm pushing the program of the new Black Panther Party. I'm pushing the agenda of the new Black Panther Party, coupled with what we're doing with the Day of Action Movement and the Tuba Tijani Express. If you are not involved with the new Black Panther Party, the Day of Action Movement, and the Tuba Tijani Express, you're missing out. You're behind the times. You're behind the times. Maybe 10 years ago, you would have had an excuse as to why you couldn't get with the new Black Panther Party. Maybe some years ago, you had an excuse as to why you couldn't mobilize and organize with the new Black Panther Party. But here in today, 2011, we have made it so effective, so simple, so right for everybody black who is concerned about the condition of your people to organize with this movement, that you don't have an excuse. If you say you love our people, then damn it, do something. If you do something, you're a Panther. You're doing what the Panther supposed to do. You're doing what the Panther supposed to do. Now, for those of you that are Vanguard, you want to be Vanguard members and you want to rep the flag, the red, the black, and the green, have a Panther pin and patch on, and you got special training to go through, and we love you, and we want you to stand up and be the revolutionary vanguard of your people. But hell, if you are just a regular black man and black woman, and you're dissatisfied with the condition that you're in, do some work, organize, uprise, agitate, inspire, mobilize, beautify the black community, make war with the beast, and do that Panther work. You can't claim none of our ancestors, nobody, if you ain't willing to do no work. And so the new Black Panther Party, with our National Chairman, Dr. Attorney Malik Zulu-Shabazz, our National Central Committee, all of the chapters that we have in damn near every state in America, I'm telling you this, anywhere you go in America, you're going to find somebody that's either with us, affiliated with us, or down with us. How many of you can say that? Any city you go to in America, and we done got so damn bold, and we in South Africa. Yeah, that's what I said. We in South Africa. We're in Canada. We're in the United Kingdom. We're in other areas. We even got email from China. We just haven't organized China. But I'm saying this, we're all over the globe. For those of you that was riding with J. Edgar Hoover, and you thought that you were going to be able to bury the Panther, you thought you were going to be able to squash the Panther, you thought you were going to be able to hinder the Panther, you a damn lie. We're stronger than ever and getting stronger by the day. With as many enemies as we got, as many haters that we got, as many backbiters and infiltrators that we got. The new Black Panther Party is getting stronger by the day. All you got to do is just look at my muscle. You can understand I'm getting stronger by the day. Look at Dr. Trinity Malik Zulu Shabazz, the muscle. Look at Brother Mikhail Muhammad. Look at the muscle. Look at Sister Mira Sankofa. Look at the muscle. Look at all of our sister warriors. Look at they muscle. We getting stronger by the day, man. So if you have not yet stood up to organize with your people, because this is what's happening, then you email us wherever you are in the world. You email us. We ain't begging for no membership. We ain't poverty pimping and asking you to put a whole bunch of money in no hat and no bucket. We're asking you to build up the Black community. Because if you build up the Black community, that's worth more than all the money in your pocket. If you build up the Black community, you'll want to donate and give whatever you can to help this program going on. Oftentimes, we do this with no money in our pocket. We'll sacrifice to our last dime and roll around with nothing, eating beans if we got to. Me and my family have done this, eating beans if we got to for Black people in our Black community. Where do you see this kind of determination and this kind of dedication nowadays? Most of these so-called leaders and so-called organizations have sold out for the luxuries of America. Sold out for the luxuries of America. They'd rather ride around and look pretty. Don't want to get no dirt under their fingernails. When have you seen leadership that's on the ground like what you see with Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz in recent memory? Out there on the ground, we ain't riding around like the little Cracker Crinkle Pope. We ain't riding around like the Cracker Crinkle Pope, riding around with glass and all this. We out on the ground with the people in the spirit of the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad. When have you seen this in recent memory? We just like you, brothers and sisters who came up in the hells and smells of North America just like you. So don't talk to us like we don't space aliens. Don't look at us like we space aliens. We brothers and sisters just like yourself. And when these detractors and his media outlets start talking crazy about us, it is you all's job to defend us. All of you right now, those who's, you know what I mean, getting this help in synagogue that we're loving to do. It's not a burden. We're loving to do this. Those of you that's getting clothed and fed in the ghettos, the so-called ghettos of North America. Those of you who are putting in houses in certain areas and mentoring your babies. It is up to you that when the ADL, the JDL, CNN, Fox Jews and all of them, when they start talking crazy about us, it is up to you all to defend us. If you can't say nothing, if you see them attacking us and you see them coming at us and you can't say nothing, you just as complicit with the conspiracy. Right now they're trying to make some kind of mockery. Make some kind of mischief with the good works of Minister King Samir Shabazz and his self-defense training. All you got to do is Google it. Right now they're trying to say that Minister King Samir Shabazz is somewhere teaching Black youth certain crazy tactics and survival tactics. Damn it, that's what he's supposed to do. He's the national field marshal of this party and the Black nation. He's supposed to teach Black people and even the Black youth how to defend themselves. You know why? Because when we look at a case like Ayanna Jones, when you look at what happened with Sister Ayanna Jones and how them pigs came through blasting up everything in that Detroit house, they killed that little baby while she slept on the couch. You ain't just killing adults. You ain't even just killing children or animals. You're killing babies. You're killing babies. So, of course, we're going to teach our babies to defend themselves. The Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad taught us to teach our babies to hit these crackers with the baby rattle if she got to. That's what I said on Black Power Radio, that if these crackers come in your territory and come in your house, then you got to teach your baby how to bust them upside the head with the baby rattle. We ain't here to play no games. We're to defend ourselves because Black is under attack, and Black is almost to the point of annihilation. You're trying to annihilate the black man and black woman systematically. We are jailed at an inordinate rate. We don't even receive a fair trial. When we go to trial and we go before these juries, most of the time we know we're going to jail. Why is it that you have inordinate sentencing? Why is it that there's more black men and women filling your penal systems than any other race in the hills of North America? On a private industry, the prison industrial complex is not even a government-funded or run institution. It is a private industry. But even in the privacy, the black man and black woman is the most jailed and most incarcerated of any nationality, and that black woman is actually creeping up even more so than the black man. And you trying to tell me we don't have nothing to defend ourselves about? We don't have nothing to worry about? You trying to tell me that there's nothing to be concerned about? You want to just relegate it to conspiracy theory? No, sir. No, ma'am. The proof is in the pudding. The black man and black woman, we are in a fight for our lives. We are in a struggle to survive. We are in a position right now that if we don't organize and if we don't strike back, we're going to lose everything we have. We don't have anything as it is. Everything that used to be black has been usurped by white corporations. Everything that used to be black and used to be pro-black, it has been usurped by white corporations, even the black organization, usurped by white corporations. The new Black Panther Party is one of the last all-black, pro-black, revolutionary, militant, disciplined, organized groups left in the hills of North America. I'm not tooting my horn. It saddens me to even say that. It saddens me to even say that the new Black Panther Party is one of, if not the only black, all-black organization that's pro-black, disciplined, and revolutionary left standing in the hills of North America. And so what that means is that Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz, our national chairman, is over the last organization and really the last leader that's all-black and pro-black. The last leader of his stature that's all-black and pro-black. And you talking about it, you don't want to help. You can't pitch in. You can't give some of your time and your talent, but you got all the time, talent, and effort to get to these white men on these jobs. Over 65% of Americans unemployed, and you're going to give all your time, your talent, and your effort to your job? It ain't guaranteed. You got to pick up that program of the new Black Panther Party and do it for yourself. You got to have you something on the side so that if your job collapsed today or if your gig collapsed today, that you can survive and maintain and thrive in the hills of North America. It's time to pick up the program. And to all the Panthers that are out there, all of you that are already registered, and all of you that are already standing, all of us that are already registered and standing, it is time to pick up the pace. It's time to pick up the pace and stop shying away from the Panther program. Stop talking about the people are confused, the people are scared, the people don't get it, the people don't want it. You a damn lie. If they organized in the 60s without internet, without AOL, without Yahoo, without Microsoft and all of that, and them Panthers back then was organizing 24 hours a day, rallies and demonstrations and speak-ins and boycotts and prison busing systems and medical clinics and liberation schools and food drives, clothes drives, and on and on and on. If they did that in the 60s, then we should have no problem in 2011 doubling the effort. If Huey P. Newton was able to get on internet access, he would have organized all around the world 24 hours a day. You'd be able to go right now on all these social networks, click on Huey P. Newton's name, and he'd be on there organizing, talking about black self-determination and us being treated like third-world citizens or third-class citizens. Why? Because he talked about it when he was here. So we have no excuse with all this so-called modern technology, and all of us that are so smart and we know so much, we have no excuse. We are the best and the brightest, and we come from a long legacy of strugglers. And so when you see people like Brother Mikhail Sharif and so many of us in this party that's organizing, just understand this, that if you are not working with us side by side, that we're not as strong as we could be. We need you to work side by side with us, because this party is only as strong as the people. We are the people's party. We represent black people. That's why we have the black panther as our symbol. We don't have no Oreo cookie cat as our symbol. We don't have no zebra as our symbol. We don't have no jackass, no donkey, and no elephant as our symbol. We got a black panther as our symbol, because we represent black people and love black people. So you got to represent and love yourself and us too. NBPPHQ@yahoo.com. That's how you join on with us. You put your contact in there and where you're at. And we're going to build up right where you are. We're in your basement. We'll start right there in your basement. That headquarters for your city, it'll be in your daggone basement. If you're there on the corner, it'll start right there on the corner. If you're in the gang, it will start right there within the gang. Wherever you are, we are true to heart soldiers and revolutionaries. We ain't tripping. We don't have to have no pretty building to start. Let me just tell you that. We don't have to have no pretty glass stained buildings to start nothing in America. You give us a park bench, a pencil, and a pad, and we'll go to work in any city in the hills of North America. You put us next to a water fountain and a bathroom, we'll go to work. You put us next to a movie theater, we'll go to work. You put us next to a club, and we will go to work in North America. Ain't no excuse. So for all of you that don't know, this is where it's at. But I want to put some special weight on what we got going on with the Day of Action, the National Day of Action, October the 1st. This is where we are asking anybody who is concerned, anybody who wants to see a change, I'm talking about in our community, anybody that wants to stop the apathy and the racism and the exploitation and the injustice and the police brutality and the disrespect and misuse of our elders and the disrespect of our women. Any of you who want that, we're asking that you organize something positive on October the 1st. October the 1st, our National Day of Action number 3. National Day of Action number 3. We had two overly successful National Day of Actions on April the 23rd and June 25th. Now you got to do it again. You got to do it again. We have never had this kind of mobilization and movement in a long time, and we're going to stay at it. October the 1st is where we intend to do something good for black people on that day. You say, well, what can we do? I say, you can do whatever you want to of good. Whatever you can think about doing of good on that day, you should find yourself doing it. Sky is the limit. You know how when we want to do some dirt, when you wanted to do some dirt and wanted to get into some kind of trouble and some devilish mischief making, you found all kind of ways to do that. We wanted to get off into something and see what's cracking. We found all kind of ways to do that. Now you got to use your righteous mind. You got to use your righteous mind and turn around and do something good. Organize something. Everybody on this line and on this radio show knows of something good they can do for the community. The only thing that stops you is fear. The only thing that stops you is fear and not knowing where your help is going to come from. Challenge your fear. You are the original people. We are the original people, the mothers and fathers of all of the arts and sciences. You're not a slave. Stop thinking like a slave. Organize where you are, and your help will come. If you get up and get busy and begin to move and to organize, your help will come. You see what's going on all over the world internationally. They're fighting and uprising for their rights. Somebody had to spark it off. Somebody had to kick it off. Somebody had to get mad. Somebody had to get upset and say enough is enough, and somebody had to make it plain. And so you got to be that black man or that black woman in your area that's going to make it plain where you are. If you're upset with the gang violence, if you're upset with the crime, if you're upset with the ignorance, then guess what you got to do? You got to get busy right now. You can do it. What you scared of? You scared you're going to die? You scared you're going to lose your life? If you sat at home in a closet with your hands tied behind your back and sat on your behind, you would die one day anyway. Quit being a coward and a punk and a sissy talking about you scared you're going to die one day. Hey, you got to live. Dying is the easy part. Dying is the easy part. Stop talking about you're going to die or I die for the cause. No, live for the cause. Go in the spirit of the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad. Live for the cause 24 hours a day. Go in the spirit of Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz and live for the cause. Go in the spirit of Queen of Shetsut, Harriet Tubman, Queen of Zinga, and live for the cause, sister. Live for it and see what kind of response you get. Otherwise, we are sentencing our children to death. You're talking about FEMA and how FEMA got detention camps. Some of you out there saying FEMA got detention camps. Well, what the hell are you going to do? You going to be a little punk sissy and let them run up in your house and snatch your children away and take your children to the detention camp? You going to let them take you to the detention camp? All this black power and all power to the people. Some of you be the same punk sissy snatched up and gone off into the detention camp. Talking all that talk and they going to snatch you behind right on up because you're not prepared. And we're not organizing right now. See, when you got the people behind you, when you got people behind you and straight behind you, but most importantly, when you have the connection to your ancestors, your forefathers and foremothers, and the God of our forefathers and foremothers, when you got that kind of connection, you can stand on your own and make your own moves. If you're waiting on a leader, if you're waiting on somebody to hold your hand, Dr. Shabazz to hold your hands, you're in trouble here. If you're waiting on Minister Farrakhan to hold your hands, you're in trouble here. If you're waiting on Chairman O'Malley, yes, or Kelly, to hold your hand, you're in trouble here. Ain't nobody going to hold your hand. Stand up like a man, like a woman. Stand up and make a difference for yourself. We're going into 2012. 2012, universally, is supposed to be a pivotal year. But it's got to be that kind of year for the black man and black woman where we get off into nationhood. Support the Tuba to Johnny Express. We're talking about agriculture behind that. We have a national ministry of agriculture that we just opened up. That for all of you that want some good product, some good produce, some good food, some good nutritious value, some food that ain't been robbed and chemicalized and poisoned because of manufacturing it, because they want to sell it for a cheap price and get the most amount of money for it because of capitalism. If you want some good food, support our National Ministry of Agriculture. The New Black Panther Party doing it, black man and black woman, but you can't wait on no MSNBC to tell you. What you think, Keith Olbermann going to tell you? Olbermann, what's his name? Olbermann? You think he going to tell you about the New Black Panther Party? Did they tell you about Huey Newton and Bobby Seale and the good they were doing until after they were gone? You hear all this good now that Huey P. Newton and Bobby Seale and those brothers and sisters of the Panther Party did, but they weren't talking about that when they were with us and they were here. When they were here, you were calling Huey Newton and Bobby Seale the greatest internal threat to the national security of the United States of America, you hypocrites. Straight hypocrites. But now that they're not here and that Chairman Bob is not fighting in the manner that he was fighting, now it's okay to say Black Panther Party. Now you want to put Minister Malcolm X on a postage stamp. And then you want to lick the back of the postage stamp of Minister Malcolm X and put him on your mail. That's disrespectful as hell. But when he was here, when he was assassinated in a COINTELPRO inspired assassination hit. When he was assassinated, your newspapers read, in America, the world's biggest and greatest anti-Semite is dead. Huh? You said in your newspapers, the world's greatest anti-Semite is dead. But now it's popular to have Minister Malcolm X on your postage and on your mail. So they're doing the same thing to us, brothers and sisters. Let me just be clear before the world. You cannot expect them to say anything positive about the new Black Panther Party. You got to know that whatever they say, as terrible, the most terrible thing they could say means we're doing the most good work. Because it's just with all the messengers, all the prophets, all the warriors, and all of those who have come down the wheels of time, they slandered their names. They slandered Nat Turner. They slandered Martin Luther King Jr. They slandered Paul Robeson. They slandered Martin Delaney. They slandered Boukman. They slandered anybody who stood up for you in North America. And with all this technology and technological equipment, do you think they're going to allow some positive propaganda to flow for the new Black Panther Party? It's not going to happen. So we got to write it ourselves. That's why with every breath that I got, I'm trying to make sure that this new Black Panther Party gets out. I mean, this new Black Panther Party newspaper gets out to you. I need your help. I'm trying to make sure that the new Black Panther website gets up and gets running. I need your help. We need your help. We're trying to make sure that the Two with the Johnny Express gets up and gets going so we can get real aid and help the Senegal. We need your help. We're trying to make sure that black people know their true worth, their true self-esteem, their true value to the world and to our people with this Day of Action movement we got going on. We need your help. We need your help. And so I just wanted to just say this. I don't want to take no more time from Brother McKellar for my callers, but I'm just saying this to say this, that don't be afraid of your own liberation. Don't be afraid of your own freedom. Don't be afraid of that which is good for your people. Whatever is good for your people is bad for your oppressor. You have to love what your enemy hates and hate what your enemy loves. As we used to tell you back in the 60s and the 70s, a white man's heaven is a black man's hell. A white man's heaven is a black man's hell. If they're living in heaven right now, then you know you're living in hell. When you look on MTV Cribs and you see all these coons and buffoons that are getting paid for selling their people out, you know they're living in hell. You want to live in some freedom, black man. You want to live in some contentment, black woman. You want to live in a land of your own without having to worry about the ills of a sin-sick society that does not give a damn about black life and black people. We must organize for ourselves. We must build for ourselves, and we must mobilize for ourselves. DayofActionMovement.org, that is our website for right now, and nvpphq@yahoo.com. That's how you all can join the new Black Panther Party. I'm going to turn this back over into the hands of our capable and powerful Southeast Region Representative, Brother Minister Mikhail Sharif. And I do want to tell you, Brother Minister Mikhail, that I believe our brother Huey Rose is on the line. And so as we open up, maybe you want to bring him on for about 10 minutes. So Black Power.
Thank you, Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz. Thank all our sisters and brothers who are affiliated with the New Black Panther Party, who are part of the Black Power Movement, the Day of Action. And we're asking and appealing to our people, let's come on board, let's mobilize and organize like never before. You don't have to be in the Black Panther Party to be a part of the solution. Too often and too long have we been part of the problem. We sit on the sideline and we criticize and critique those who on the front lines put in their life, their freedom, their liberty online. And we're saying, black man and woman, time out for excuses today. Time out. You don't have any security in corporate America, I must tell you that. But all the degrees you have, the white man is finding a way every day to cut you off. So we're saying, if you're already being cut off, come on home among your own. I don't know how to say it any other way, and come on back to your own people. Bring the skill, the scholarship, your gifts back home. Help us build for ourselves, because no one else has any intention of building for you other than a jail cell or a prison cell or a camp. There won't be no vacation here. Down here in Jacksonville, we have a state of emergency. All over America, there's a state of emergency. All over Europe and Africa and the Caribbean Isles and the South and Central, wherever black people are found, there's a state of emergency. And so I said to you again and again, stand up. Let's organize. Let's develop. Let's build for ourselves. We have no more time to debate. We can intellectualize. We can philosophize all day long. But until we get down on the ground and start building and developing for ourselves, we're not going to have anything. These white folks are tired of us. They're ready to cast us to the side, and they're already in the process. So while we cheer and say, we got a black president, I want to shake Obama's hand. You know, we love our brother, but we understand that our brother can't do anything for us. But we must do it for ourselves. We put all that energy in voting for a black president. When are we going to put that energy into building and developing for ourselves? When are we going to open up some black banks? We have all these scholars in the banking industry. When are we going to build some black schools that truly are dedicated and predicated on African-centered education? What good is it to build a school for black children and you repeat the white man's lies and deceit and his miseducation system and his killing fields? What good does it do our children to mimic the enemy's educational system? So we must pick up our pace, sister, brother. We have no more time to sit on the sideline. We have shaked, we have quaked, we have pleaded, we have begged. We are the dry bones in the valley. Now, black man, wake up, stand up, man up, and clean up. Take responsibility for your children. Stop punking it out and being a coward and blaming all the faults on the sisters. Yeah, they got some faults, and we got plenty of them too, brother. You laid down and made this baby, brother. You are duty-bound. So step up and become a father, a provider. A lot of times we ain't got no damn money, but we can have a relationship with our sons. Our sons are committing these crimes. They're doing these things because they don't have a father figure in their life. So I'm appealing and pleading to the brothers. Get back involved with your children, man. I see it time and time again. Down here in Jacksonville, Florida, we call it Jackville. And by the way, Jacksonville is named after Andrew Jackson. They have high schools here named after Nathan Bedford Forrest, General Robert E. Lee. All these were slave masters and part of white supremacy, the KKK. And we honor these no-good white devil bastards by naming school. And then we send our children to these schools. I say it to you, brother, and I'm talking to black men. We must come back and become more responsible, more proactive in dealing with our young men. We must teach them love, respect, the value of black life. Damn it, we value white life, but we don't value black life, so we got to get on the ball, brothers. We got to step in. Like you go out here and violate the white man's law, even if you ain't getting along with that sister. It's a way. It's a way to become a father again, brother. We have failed. We have bailed out on our children. We'll take care of the white man's children. I see plenty of that going on. And I thank Almighty God that I haven't gone that far down in the grave. I thank God for Elijah, Marcus, Mosiah, Garvey. All the freedom fighters that came along to teach us. And if we truly love them, we must get up and go to work. We can't sit down anymore and reminisce. We want to reminisce about Martin Luther King and the statue. But let's take the principles of what King was about at the end of his life. King was seeing a new light. King was about the revolution. King was about uniting with black leadership. You can't love King and you want to unite with your Panther brother, with your Huru brother, with your nation brother, with your Christian sister and brother, and we all sisters and brothers. All these are nothing but titles here. He's thrown at the door and just work with each other. When we go out here on the battlefield, I don't ask, are you a Muslim? Are you a revolutionary? Are you a black nationalist? 95% percent of the time we encounter people who say they're a Christian. We don't ask what your religion is. When we go in here and feed, and when you go in here and help to heal a sister and brother who's been wounded mentally, psychologically, emotionally, and even physically speaking, we care very little about your labor, brother, sister. All we want to do is be of service, and that's what we got to get back to, man. If they hurt one, they hurt all. If they deny justice to one, they deny justice to all. We shouldn't be saying, oh, this ain't my family, it ain't my child, it ain't my loved one. No, brother. We got to cut this being self-centered. We must stop that. And so I look forward to growing and building, working with our people on whatever level I'm required. When I'm giving instructions, I don't ask any questions. I know that it's divine instruction. I know Dr. Malik ain't going to leave me long. I've been around this brother 5 years. He's younger than me, but I'm willing to follow because that brother is harder than our people. He's made many sacrifices, and those who are with him have made sacrifices, and those who out on the front line that's not in the Panther Party. You be caught working, brother. You be caught working, sister. Work for the benefit of your people and for yourself. Stop giving all your talents and scholarship and skill to the enemy. But they don't love you. They will use you in the end. They will discard you back to your own people. And we have many examples. I'm not an integrationist. I tried that route, and I almost got killed behind that. And I thank Almighty God that he gave me a second chance. My business is black people. My purpose is the black man and woman freedom, liberation. We have a land of our own flag, our own constitution, our own laws. We can build and develop and produce for our people. I'm not American. Every time I leave America and go to another part of the world, they say, you American? I say, no, I ain't no American. I'm from Jamaica. I don't want to claim this goddamn country. Not with all the pain and misery they have set down on our people. Every day you lie forth, we waving the flag. Every time there's an Olympic, you got silly sisters and brothers running around with the flag. Not the red, black, and green, but the red, white, and blue that's given me and you nothing but misery from sun up to sundown. And we're proud to be American. I'm not proud. I'm not proud with the legacy of these murderers, rapers, and abusers and misusers of my ancestors. I get angry a lot of times, then I have to recover and keep my composure. I have to. I'm ready to fight, but in the meantime, we got to develop and build so when it's time to fight, we'll be prepared. We have to train. We have to build up our self-defense mechanism. We have to build farms so we can be able to feed ourselves. Everybody waiting on the black man and woman to rise up over here in America, but we're sitting down on the sideline, most of us, and our children are ready. It's the leadership who have failed and bailed out on us. So I can't follow a weak-kneed, integrated-type Negro leadership. I cannot do it today. Whatever good they do, fine, swell, and well, but I got to be with the true fighters. And you should, too. Because your life depends. Because if we don't stand up today and do our part, our children going to kill us. And many of them are rightfully so. Because we have betrayed them. We have failed them. And we think our enemies are going to solve the problems of our children. The white man has no intention of doing that. It's your job, sister. What the hell are we going to college for? Just to get a job and be in debt forever and for always. I know many who went to college and they paying to the end of their time. This is the purpose of a degree. We need to come back, develop, and help the least fortunate sister and brother. All these millionaire basketballers and footballers and baseballers, they go and give the money to University of North Carolina. Southern Cal, what the cracker need any more of your money for? What about giving some money to Tuskegee, Morris Brown, clog, helped her. Come on, brother and sister, you can do better than that. You got Michael Jordan saying he gave $5 million to the University of North Carolina. They're not hurting for any money. What about the black historical colleges and universities? Should we not help them? And should we not go back and create a curriculum to address the needs and concerns of black people? Because the white man's system is only making slaves to be a part of the conveyor belt, a piece to his puzzle that has already been juggled. And he can't put it back together, but you, black man and black woman, you can break away. Cracker don't even want us no more today. They openly saying, Muhammad, I'm ready to separate, but we're not ready. But anyway, we'll bring on the brother, Brother Kimba, our international representative from Africa, Black Power.
Well, no, sir. We're gonna bring on in just a second our brother, Brother Huey Rose. Yes, sir. I do want to take a quick call, a real brief call, right before we bring him on. 973-592, you on the air with Black Power Radio. Your question, please, Black Power.
Black Power, brothers. It's Brother Dashaun.
Black Power. What's going on, Dashaun?
Brother McHale, you touched on something in your remarks that caught my attention. You were speaking about the importance of black folk being self-sufficient. And I wanted to let you brothers know that last weekend's Hurricane Irene, just as in the case of Hurricane Katrina, actually taught black folk that. Because I had to tour an area in New Jersey that was hit the hardest by Hurricane Irene, and the two brothers who I was going around the city with, or around that particular ward, the first ward, they were saying the same thing as they were delivering supplies to our people there, black and Latinos, and they said the same thing, that black folks should establish establish something for ourselves. I believe they call it I can't think of the word right now, but anyway, you know what I'm speaking about, infrastructure. And I'm glad that you touched on that, and that was it. That was it, Black Power family.
Black Power, thank you, Brother Dashaun.
All right. And so, Brother McKay, you want to go ahead and bring on our brother now? You want to answer that?
I'll let you do it, brother. I'll let you do it.
All right. Well, brothers and sisters, I'm sorry. Go right ahead, brother. Okay, what you saying?
I just want to listen to the brother. I want to listen to our international representative, Brother Hugh Rose, Black Power.
All right, black man. Well, we thank you. We thank you for your words and your remarks and for your strength, brother. And dear family, with the last few remaining minutes here, I do want to give you a treat and to let you know that my word is bond. And that we do have an international network. And this brother, he serves as our international ambassador for the new Black Panther Party, which means that he crisscrosses the international globe and scope and lands. He crisscrosses. And so he's the one out there that's making them connections and standing up people. And so, of course, we look forward to having many more connections and much stronger ties that bind us together on the international field. And also to get the complaints and the cries of our people heard in the hells and smells of North America on an international scale. And so at this time, help me to bring to Black Power Radio our international ambassador. This is Brother Minister Huey Rose, Black Power. Brother Huey, you with us? Huey done fell asleep, y'all. All right. Let's see if he's back. Brother Huey, you with us? Okay, we'll get Huey Rose back going there. We got about 2 minutes left in the show. If I can't stress anything enough to you all, you've heard me say it over and over again. Roll with us. It's we're doing it Panther style. You're either riding with us or you're colliding with us. You don't want to collide with us in this hour. You ain't strong enough. You ain't got the guts. You don't want to collide with us. You want to ride with us. You want to build with us and mobilize with us. And so that website is dayofactionmovement.org, dayofactionmovement.org. To join this party and the organization, it's nbpphq@yahoo.com. And I also want to say that we want to begin a college speaking tour. Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz, our national chairman, is intent on speaking on college campuses across this country and igniting a fire on the college campus. And so email us again, either at mbpph@yahoo.com or shabazzlawoffice@yahoo.com. And bring our national chairman on to your college campus. And you know your college is dead as hell. They teach you those slavery, colonial BS, and you ain't learning what you need to learn unless you're doing some independent study. Let us come to your campus and shake the campus up. Let us ignite the same fire that got Minister Huey P. Newton and Kwame Ture and so many other leaders and teachers going and moving in the 60s right off of the college campus. Let us ignite that kind of fire. Let us put some strength back into the black student unions on these college campuses. Let's begin to talk a real black curriculum. So email them either at shabazzlawoffice@yahoo.com or you can get us at mbpph@yahoo.com. And I'm rolling, too. We rolling. We working. Let me get this last call in here, 562-239. You're on the air with Black Power Radio. Your quick question, please, Black Power.
I don't really have a question, dear brother. This is brother Vernon X from Los Angeles, California. And I just want to give you the greeting, brother. Black Power, brother. I just want to give you the greeting. Assalamu alaikum from Miles 54 here. Assalamu alaikum, brother Mikhail, brother. I love what you're coming with, brother. How can I say it, brother? Just I'm just really excited about October 1st. I'm going to unite with some brothers and we're going to feed some people, brothers. We're going to set up some grills and do some things and some proper foods, like you said. But I'm really excited about October 1st. And I was listening to brother speak about the mindset of our people today. And I have a comment that, brother, with this mindset of white supremacy, that you can do nothing without white folks, is just so, you know, amongst our people today, on my job, when I speak to people, it's just like, it's like you said, black people, that fighting spirit is gone. You know, that's no longer people to take a stand or mobilize and doing things for themselves, like the messenger said, do for self. That is just non-existent today. And what I'm trying to do here on the coast is working with our people on breaking that mindset of white supremacy. Once you get through that, I think we will start to do for self, that we can do for ourselves, because it's simple, brother. Just think, just a law, you know, law of attraction. Put your mind to it, you can do it. And that's it, brother. That's it. I'm just glad. I love your radio show, brother Sean. Like I said before, brother, I hear calling all through your voice, brother, especially when you get heated. You know what I'm saying? And I'm really enjoying myself. And brother Mikhail, one day, brother. Either I'm coming to Florida, you coming to Los Angeles. Brother, we got to meet, black man. I love you, brother, and assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. And we appreciate you, Brother Vernon, for standing up where you are, man. Compton, California. We definitely want to get some California love. Shout out and much love to everybody there in Compton and California, too, all of our comrades in California. Brother, comrade Malik Elgani, and even our black writer family that's in Cali. We love you all. Stay strong, fam.
Yes, sir. Black power, brother.
Black power to you, sir. And so that, do it. Dear family, make sure that you get with us. DayOfActionMovement.org. Email us at nbpph@yahoo.com. Stay in tune with what's going on. Keep reading, keep struggling, and keep striving, and keep building. And look out for us October the 1st. We're going to ship 3 tons of humanitarian aid and help to Senegal to help the war-torn city there and help our country in general, help our people in general, and then ultimately help our people here in the hells of North America. I'm your brother, your soldier in arms, your comrade in battle, Sean Kwali, signing off. Make sure you join with us again come this Wednesday at 8 o'clock for another power-packed edition of Black Power Radio. You never know what's going to happen, but you know it's going to be about Black Power. Black Power.
still the philosophy which old one race superior and an